Say, Bob.
Yes, Judy.
You know, it was very funny your mentioning the Tunnel of Love before.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, the first date I ever had, the fellow wanted to take me to the Tunnel of Love.
On his first date with you?
Yes.
Gee, right into combat with no basic training.
I'll never forget that boy. What a character.
I know just the kind of guy you mean. I'll give you 2-1 he wore a jazz bow.
That's right.
And every Sunday afternoon he'd take you walking.
Judy.
Yes, Robert.
I'm sure having fun walking down the street holding hands.
Well, why don't you hold one of mine? Robert. Robert, you look so nice today. What have you got in your hair?
Oh, something new. Hog fat.
What's new about hog fat?
Well, this is today's. Come on, let's keep moving. When I stand still, it runs down my collar.
Robert. Robert, what's that you're chewing on? Candy?
Nope, tar.
Tar? Robert, throw that tar away.
Can't. Been trying to for 6 days. You know, you look nice, too, Judy. I like that dress.
Yes? My mother made it for me out of a potato sack. What do you think of it, hmm?
Should have took out more potatoes.
At times like this...
Got another great line. At times like this, I'm... Sorry, I'm not a masher.
The stuff, folks.
Well, what are we going to do tonight, Robert?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, let's do something different, something exciting.
Okay, let's go down to the swamp and croak at bullfrogs.
Oh, no. Let's go to the drugstore. Come on, let's go to the drugstore and get a soda.
Oh, soda. That's all you girls want. Come on home and I'll make you a soda.
I've told you 100 times, Robert, it can't be done. You can't get bubbles into a glass of water by using a bicycle pump.
Okay, let's go in the drugstore.
Let's sit at the counter.
Okay.
1 root beer, 4 straws.
Did you say 4 straws?
Yeah, we're supposed to meet another couple here.
What do you belong to, a share the burp club?
Thirsty.
Oh, keep your shirt on.
Robert, did you hear what he said?
Yeah, and I think he's right. It's kind of cool in here.
Now, here's your root beer, Curly Nose.
Gee, that root beer looks pretty good. Here's your straw, Judy. Come on, I'll race you.
Okay, Robert, I'll just...
I won.
Robert, I didn't even get 1 drop in my straw.
Well, here, squeeze the drippings out of mine. Come on, Judy, let's go home. I'm kind of anxious to get to your house.
Well, all right.
Just a minute, lover boy. There's such a thing as money, you know. That'll be 10 cents.
Oh, yeah? Well, here you are. There's 5.
Come on, let it drop, brother.
Okay.
Gee, Robert, what a sacrifice. You gave him your camphor bag.
Well, come on, let's get out of here.
Well, it was nice of you to take me home, Robert.
Yeah, here's your house. Mind if I come in for a while?
No, I don't mind. Oh, look, there's my old grandfather sitting on the porch. Hello, grandfather!
That's all right, Grandpa. Don't bother to get up.
Come on, let's go inside. Mm-hmm. Come on, Robert, let's sit on the couch.
Is it soft?
Why, Robert?
Shucks, I don't want to break this egg I got in my pocket.
Well, here we are.
Yep. Just look at me cuddled. Gee, I sure can cuddle, can't I?
Oh, Robert, put your Easter bunny away and pay some attention to me. I want to hold hands.
Oh, we hold hands every night. I thought of something way better than that.
You did?
Yep. Nobody's around, are they?
Nope.
Well, come on, let's take off our shoes and hold toes.
Right there. I sure go for you, Judy.
Judy? Oh, Judy.
Oh, I'm afraid we've awakened Mother. Yes, Mother, what is it?
Daughter, have you got that boy Robert down there, or did the stable door blow open?
No, Mother, it's Robert.
Robert, are you kissing my daughter?
Oh, no.
Are you hugging her?
Oh, no.
Are you squeezing her?
Oh, no, no.
Well, what are you waiting for, reconversion?
We're just sitting here, Mother. Come on down and look if you want to.
All right, I will.
She'll never learn that there are no stairs in this house.
Young man, you've been calling on my daughter for 12 years.
That's right.
I don't know what your intentions are, but I doubt it.
Well, I love Judy, and I want to marry her.
Young man, you'll have to make a lot of money.
Duck soup.
And you'll have to do everything you can to make my daughter happy.
Duck soup.
And you'll have to build her a beautiful home.
Duck soup.
And naturally, I intend to come and live with you.
Oops, one meatball.
Well, that's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Judy Garland, the Mary Max, Bob Hope, Frank Nelson, Paula Winslow, the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson.